Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Please note, this conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Darwin. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all for the PNC Infratech first quarter FY25 earnings call. We have with us today a management managing director of PNC, Mr. Yogesh Kumar Jain, along with the senior management team. And I also would like to thank Yogesh Kumar Ji for giving us this opportunity to host their call. As usual, we'll have brief from the management on the gone-by quarter, and then we'll open the line for Q&A. Yeah, thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Senior Vice President Finance and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded the financial status, results, and investor presentation on the stock exchange and company's website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by operational development of the company and highlights of financial performance during the first quarter of financial year 2025, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. In the first quarter of current financial year, roads and highway sector witnessed muted progress due to several factors, including the general elections, early onset of monsoon at certain geographies, and delay in declaration of appointed dates due to delay in acquisition and possession of vacant land and for construction of already awarded projects. Reflecting the above subdued situation, only 1,934 km aggregate length of highways constructed during the first quarter of current financial year, compared to 2,250 km constituted during the corresponding period of last financial year. The construction progress during the second quarter of current financial year is also getting affected significantly due to a very active monsoon and continuous rains across the country. Given the condition, construction activities are expected to pick up only during the third quarter of current financial year. The recent Union Budget for financial year 2025 demonstrates that the government is focused on India's infrastructure development across core sections, including highways, railways, and airports, by making substantial budgetary allocation for transportation sector as a whole. The Finance Ministry maintained the allocation for NHAI at rupees 1.68 lakh crore, while retaining the highway sector's overall outlay at rupees 2.78 lakh crore for financial year 2025. Recently, the Union Cabinet has approved the eight high-speed road corridors, aggregating a length of 936 km, with total estimated cost of over rupees 50,000 crore. These road corridors will improve connectivity and logistic efficiency. Out of the total cost, rupees 30,000 crore worth of projects are expected to be awarded on BOT, toll model, and remaining on HAM and EPC modes. To improve road users' convenience and provide a barrier-free travel experience on national highways, MORTH and NHAI jointly through IHMCL commenced the implementation of Grover Navigation Satellite System based electronic toll collection, which will enhance tolling efficiency to the global standard. During the first quarter, following subsidies of the company are in receipt of total rupees 515 crore from NHAI under the Vivad Se Vishwas second scheme. Rupees 117 crore towards arbitration award by PNC Raebareli Highway Private Limited, rupees 398 crore towards arbitration award by PNC Kanpur Highways Limited. On 28 May 2024, company received an early completion bonus of rupees 56 crore for an EPC project executed in Maharashtra. Both are accounted for in the quarter one of financial year 25 financials. During the first quarter, the company subsidiary MP Highways Private Limited received 2.8 years extension of concession period for Gwalior Bhind toll project on account of shortfall in actual traffic versus the target traffic. On the project development side, the company subsidiary Meerut Haridwar Highway Private Limited received provisional completion certificate for Meerut Azimabad HAM project on 4th May 2024. Out of the company's 28 fund-based projects, 3 are BOT toll projects, 2 are BOT NOT projects, and 23 are HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 23 projects is over rupees 30,000 crore, which is one of the largest highway HAM project portfolio in the country. Out of the total 23 HAM projects, company achieved PCOD and COD for 10 projects, 9 projects are under construction, 3 projects achieved financial closure and appointed dates yet to be declared. For one project, financial document for a term loan, rupees 677 crore, executed and submitted to the authority well before the stipulated due date of 4th August 2024. Total equity investment requirement for 23 HAM project is rupees 3,092 crore. As of June 24, company already invested rupees 2,079 crores and remaining equity of rupees 1,013 crore is to be invested over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. Now, we will move on to our order book. As of 30th June 24, the company's unexecuted order book stands at rupees 14,100 crores, which does not include the contract value of 2 EPC contracts recently secured for an aggregate value of rupees 4,994 crore. Upon inclusion of these 2 EPC projects, our unexecuted order book would be over rupees 19,000, which is 2.5 times of financial year 24 revenue. Out of the unexecuted order book of over rupees 19,000 crore, highway and expressway contract contribute around 82%, while water project contribute around 18%. During the first quarter of financial year 25, company has booked a total revenue of rupees 289 crores in the drinking water segment. Now I would present the result for the quarter ended June 30th, 2024. Revenue for the first quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,744 crore. EBITDA for first quarter is rupees 593 crore, which is higher by 142% as compared to rupees 245 crore in the first quarter of financial year 24. The EBITDA margin for the first quarter of financial year 25 is 34%. Profit after tax for the first quarter of financial year 2025 is rupees 421 crore as compared to rupees 157 crore in the first quarter of financial year 2024, with a growth of 169% on year-to-year basis. PAT margin for the first quarter of financial year 2024 is 24.1%. Consolidated revenue for the first quarter of financial year 2025 is rupees 2,168 crore as compared to rupees 2,092 crore in first quarter of financial year 2024, with a growth of 4%. Consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 2025 is rupees 969 crore as compared to rupees 436 crore in the first quarter of financial year 2024, with a growth of 122%. The EBITDA margin for the first quarter of financial year 2025 is 44.7%. Consolidated PAT for first quarter of financial year 2025 is rupees 575 crore as compared to rupees 181 crore in first quarter of financial year 2024, with a growth of 218%. The PAT margin for the first quarter of financial year 2025 is 26.5%. On the standalone balance sheet side, as on 30th June 2024, our net working capital cycle is 121 days. Our net worth on a standalone basis is rupees 5,203 crore as on 30th June 2024, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 389 crore. The total cash and bank balance as on 30th June 2024 is 486 crore. We have net surplus of rupees 97 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.07 times. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 5,761 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 8,258 crore as on 30th June 2024. The total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is rupees 1,501 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.43 times. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, just a clarification, this entire arbitration and the bonus, the entire amount directly goes to the EBITDA. There is no expense related to that before EBITDA.
Yeah, there is no expense on this arbitration and bonus, sir.
Okay. Now, sir, given that if I remove this in terms of the core revenue, which is kind of on the low side, 29% kind of decline, 30%, and we were looking at 10% growth on this revenue in FY 2025, so the ask rate is significantly higher. So how do we now see the revenue and also the EBITDA margin? Are we maintaining the same 12%-12.5% for FY 2025?
Yeah, this first quarter growth affected due to some unprecedented activities, unprecedented conditions. Some of them are expected like general elections, but like this summer has been very severe, and extreme heat also affected our progress, and also the early onset of monsoon. And more importantly, the projects which we secured during FY 2023 March, could not be commenced due to delay in declaration of appointed date on account of delay in land acquisition. So there is a multiplicity of factors, general elections, early onset of monsoon and the excessive heat during the summer, then the delay in declaration of appointed dates. And also particularly in case of a water sector, there has been delay in the release of payments due to lack of budgetary allocations during the period of vote on account budget time. So there's all these things had a complex and complexity. So it's reduced our first quarter revenue. So still we'll be trying to expedite it. But the second quarter also, because now again the act rain monsoon has been very active and widespread. So we expect the similar kind of situation during the second quarter also. The situation is challenging. Given the condition, the unprecedented and some of them expected thing. So the guidance for the FY25 would not be what we expected earlier. Would be maybe at a flat or maybe around 10% on a downgrade.
Sorry, sir, you said flat to minus 10%, you are saying?
Sir, minus 10%.
Minus 10%?
Yes, guidance for FY25.
Okay, got it. And the margin remains the same, 12.5%.
Yes, EBITDA margin would be around 12.5%.
Okay, and now if given 10 crore, we are all L1. We were looking at 15,000 crore order inflow. I hope
such numbers. Your line is not very clear.
Is it better now?
Not really, sir.
Are you able to hear me?
This is much better, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. We'll tell you, we already secured 5,000 crores worth of new orders during the current financial year, and we expect to secure another 8 to 10,000. So it would be around between 13 to 15,000 new orders during the FY25.
Okay, got it. So now, let's say this year we are doing a minus 10% on the top line. FY26, how do we look at FY26?
FY26 guidance would be around 15%. We expect 15% because the projects which we are expecting quite a few projects appointed date during the current financial year, even during the second quarter. So the progress will be picked up, and it's a low base effect. We'll have around 15% plus during the FY26.
Got it. And sir, now couple of dates and the appointed date for all the Varanasi, Ranchi, Kolkata package. And Bhopal bypass Maharashtra bypass on PC project, our status on appointed and all the project wise order book and the balance sheet numbers, if you can share.
See, first is the appointed date we'll share with you. Western Bhopal bypass of MBRDC project, which is a HAM project, and Varanasi Kolkata package 6, that is also HAM project. And there is one bridge project in Gwalior, which is UP MPPWD project. So appointed dates for all these three projects we expect in the first week of October, as the land is expected to be possessed before end of September, the required land may more than 80%. So these three projects we expect appointed dates in the first week of October. And the revenue, maybe initial revenues would be booked during the Q3 of the current financial year.
Okay, and package 2 and 3, Kolkata?
Package 2 and 3, there are challenges in land acquisition and possession, so that may take some more time. So we'll update during the next our meeting and interaction. So as of now, the land acquisition has been slow. So we're not able to tell now what would be the appointed date for these two packages.
Okay, now the balance sheet numbers, inventory, trade payable, and then the data also in terms of the breakup of data, HAM, water and EPC data.
It may be 700 crore, sir.
700 crore. Inventory?
Inventory? 750 crore.
And total data is?
Total data is 2212.
And out of that, how much is the M debtors and what are debtors?
EPC contract around 1394 EPC and M debtors is
818. 818. What are the debtors,
sir? Sir, sorry to interrupt, but your line is not very clear. Your audio is not coming through clearly, sir. May I request you to please establish a better connection and rejoin the queue, sir?
I can hear clearly. Sir, if you can hear me, what's the water debtors and mobilization and retention money?
Water debtors is 1040 crore.
1040. And mobilization and retention money?
Mobilization advance is 385 and retention is 143 crore.
143. 3 crore. Got it. And if possible, project wise order, if you can sell. So, Hardoi, Gaji Village, package, 1C, how much?
We request you to please rejoin the queue for these follow up questions, sir. We request you also to please re-establish a better connection. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. So before you ask your question, let me remind everyone to please press star and one if they wish to ask questions. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, management. Congratulations on a great result. So I had a couple of questions. Firstly, starting with the EBITDA margins. So we have seen an amazing spike in the EBITDA margins to 34% in the standalone and financial segments. So I would like to understand, like, what was the specific reason for such increase in EBITDA margins? And what's the expected, and is this increase or EBITDA margin expected to continue for the entire FY25?
It will be 34% is inclusive of 435 crore amount received on account of arbitration and bonus in this quarter. Otherwise, the EBITDA margin will be maintained around 12.5%.
Okay, sir. And so, what is the bid pipeline which the company has been expected in this FY25?
The pipeline, as I mentioned, so we expect another 8,000 to 10,000 new orders during the FY25. Already we secured around 5,000 crores new orders. So total cumulative would be around 13,000 to 15,000 new orders.
Sorry, I didn't got the amount exact amount. It's 8,000 to 10,000 crores. Okay. And so, I wanted to have an update on the asset monetization and divestment plan which the company has been planning.
With regard the monetization, after execution of security purchase agreement, there was a condition precedent, mainly NOC from change in ownership from lenders and NHAI. The NOC from the majority of the lenders of first tranche of assets have already been received and others are expected by end of second quarter. As regard the NOC from lender. And as regard the NOC from NHAI, the financial consultants of NHAI reviewed the NOC application and observation made by them have already been clarified, compiled. With PDI and RO had also recommended of 7 projects out of 10 and sent to HO for file approval. And we are expecting that in 1 or 2 months, it should be processed in head office.
Okay, so all the asset monetization and divestment plan will be completed in coming 1 to 2 months. Is that correct? Is it understanding correct?
It should be by end. In case we receive the NOC from NHAI.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So can you hear me?
Yes,
Parikshit ji. So my first question is on
the issue which we faced recently in June. So what is the status now on the bidding? So are we allowed to bid now? Is there any punitive action taking in terms of restricting us for bidding for some time or debarring us for some time? So any update on that issue?
So no punitive action has been taken by NHA. We don't foresee anything in near future. So we are able to bid, and we are hopeful that we will continue to able to bid projects.
Okay. So, but has any of our bids been opened till now? Have we submitted any bids? Are those bids being opened, or so any update?
Yeah, bids are being opened. Last week also three of our bids got opened, and also some of the bids we submitted, around 18 bids are there, that will be opened.
Okay. So my second question is on, I think Aishwarya ji earlier highlighted that 7 out of the 7 projects have been, I think, advised for NOC by NHI consultants. So does it in any way impact our Jhansi projects where this issue has happened? So do you think those projects may right now be on hold in terms of monetization, or do you think that it can still get NOC and projects will proceed normally towards the execution of monetization?
No, we don't expect anything be issue with the issue. And also, see, for the other listeners also want to share, the matter being sub judice, we don't want to share further details in the matter. The whatever the update status is there in the matter, we already intimated to the exchanges. Our intimations dated 9th of August and 19th of August. 9th of June, 19th of June, and 9th of August. These intimations are available in the public domain, so don't want to share further details in the matter as of now.
Okay. And just the last questions around this diversification. So now, I mean, we are facing growth challenges because of last year has not been a good year for ordering for a sector as a whole and also for the company. So this year we have a big order intake guidance of 13,000-14,000, and we have also achieved something. So first, whether on MSRDC project, any update you have heard? Because there were media news of these, the Pune award are being re-evaluated for award. So any update? I mean, when do you expect the disappointed date to come in? And also on diversification, if you can help understand beyond water, and water we have not seen new orders coming in. So how do you think that this pipeline will grow from non-road segments? So which segments are you looking to diversify?
First thing is, in case of MSRTC projects what we recently secured, we expect the letters of award will be issued before end of this month.
Okay.
Before end of this month. And the second thing with regard to diversification, so another sector, what core sector we are focusing upon is the railways, because again, just a few days before, Union Cabinet has approved 25,000 crore of new railway projects. So already we are there, we are working on one railway project, HORC, Haryana Orbit Rail Corporation's project in Gurgaon. So we are looking that, that is one of the sectors where we'll be focusing upon to diversify and to foray into new areas.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thank you, and wish you the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, what kind of revenue are we targeting from the JJM projects for FY25, given the weaker execution in first quarter?
As I mentioned, there is the progress got substantially affected during the Q1, and the trend would continue to be in Q2 also, because many of our scheme locations are inundated due to heavy rainfall. So nevertheless, we are expecting around 1500 crores during the FY25 with the revenue from the water sector.
And payments have improved in the second quarter for the water segment?
Yes, yes. See, now the full year budget is approved. So the funds, we expect the funds coming from the Government of India, 50% of the project cost, and the remaining 50% matching grant also is expected timely from the state government. So we expect that whatever our outstanding payments are there, it will be cleared before end of the second quarter. and thereafter the funds flow and the payments would be normal.
Okay. And the remainder would be done in FY 2026, would be completed water?
Yes, FY 2026 would be completely water sector projects what we secured.
Okay. And sir, in your remarks, you mentioned that the execution should be weak in the second quarter as well. So that is the case for the entire portfolio or only for water? So the revenue would be somewhere around 1,300 crores only on a total basis?
See, what happens when compared to highway, sir, water, in case of monsoon continues to be active and widespread, the water gets more affected, water projects, because of these projects are in isolated locations, spread, and also then pipelining and other things gets affected when compared to highway sector. So water would be more affected, but highway also, the effect will be, certain effect will be there on the highway sector also in terms of progress.
But do we expect a quarter-on-quarter increase in terms of revenue for second quarter? Overall revenue?
Yes. Yes,
yes. Sir, lastly, what was the CapEx in first quarter and for the year, what are you guiding?
CapEx last year was 46 crore, but this year we are expecting around 80-100 crore.
What was then first quarter?
Only 3 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
One question. So you said a 15% growth in FY 2026 after a 10% decline in FY 2025. Although you have a reasonably large order book at this point of time, and you are expecting another 13,000 crores, another 8,000 crores of order inflows in this year. So ideally, FY 2026 should be higher unless there is something, some slowdown which you're expecting. So any clarity on that?
See, this 15% what we said is the minimum, because the projects what we start during the FY 2025, initial stages will be low value works will be there, so it will be ramping up during the FY 2025. But hopefully, with this the minimum number what we are expecting, but it could go up to 20% upside during the FY 2025.
Okay.
So FY 2026.
Okay. And can you just give a breakup of the equity investment which is balanced for FY 2025, 2026, 2027?
Actually, out of the 3,092 crore equity required for 23 projects, we have already infused 2,079 crore till June, and remaining 1,013 crore is required in FY 2025, around 500 crore, 587, FY 2026 is 290, and FY 2027 is 140 crore.
Okay. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So first would be great if you could give us the toll collection number for the various projects.
Toll collection, MP Highway, 6.5 crore. Kanpur Highway, 24.8 crore. Narela, 26.6. Bareilly, Almora, 16.5, and Raebareli, 32.16.
Sure. The second question is, I mean, you expected that we expect the NOC from NHAI and lender, et cetera, in the next one, 2 months. So by when do we expect the entire asset monetization process to get completed and to receive the funds from the buyer?
Actually, there are two phases in this entire transaction. We are expecting first phase will be completed by December, and by end of the financial year 2025, funds should come, of first tranche.
Okay, and for the second tranche?
11 projects. And after the, around, say, September 2025.
The fund should come by September 2025.
Of second tranche.
Sure. Great. Last question. What is the status of the Andhra Canal project? I'm assuming currently it is monsoon, so maybe work would have been stopped, but For the year as a whole, what is the kind of execution that we expect there, especially after the change in the government?
See, canal project, as you said, now work stopped because water is going in the both main canal as well as branch canal. So, as we've seen, witnessed last 2-3 years, so work could be commenced either in the month of December or January. So, the current financial year, we'd be able to do around 60 to 75 crores work if you start in the month of December. And also, the since this particularly, this project is very vital for the Rajasthan, for Rayalaseema drought relief, we don't expect that the new government will have a different stand, so they will continue with the project, so we'll be able to execute further. Here we want to share whatever amount is outstanding from the towards the work done. So we received 60 crores last week. So we expect to receive further funds from the new government. So and then as we receive the funds, then we'll continue with the work.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, I hope my voice is clear now.
Yeah. Very much clear.
Yeah. So the outstanding order book of this irrigation project remains the same, 932 crore?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the outstanding order book of Hardoi and Gaju village?
Hardoi is 137 crore.
Gaju village Devinagar package 1C.
1C is 100 crore.
100 crore. And Haryana Auric Trail?
720 crore, 720.
720. Okay, and the small one now, Lalganj and Meerut Najimabad, has it completed or still some order book is there?
Lalganj is hardly 20 crore is remaining.
And
Meerut Najimabad
28
crore. Meerut Najimabad.
Okay, and Chalakuru, Chalakiri, are you?
That is 90 crore.
Sorry, 90 crore?
90, yes.
Okay, 90 crore. Okay. Got it. And sir, in terms of the working capital, obviously, primarily debtors which has increased, so do we see by end of this year in terms of the working capital days?
Working capital days should be around 100 days because at this time it has increased from 102 to 121 because of the increase in the debtors.
Yeah.
Which will be a subsequent release irrespective whether of water or the hemp projects.
Okay, got it. And is there anything further in terms of arbitration claim or bonus that are likely to be there in the remaining three quarters?
So we don't expect any arbitration, realization of any arbitration award during the next three quarters. In terms of bonus, we completed AKP-5 and Unnao-Lalganj a few months ahead of the schedule. So we'll be receiving bonus during the current financial year, these two HAM projects. But since HAM projects bonus is not as large as EPC projects, there will be a minimal, as of now readily we don't have figures, but will be minimal bonus we'll be receiving from Unnao-Lalganj and AKP-5.
Okay, and sir, till now how many value of projects that we have bidded and where bid has not yet opened?
We have bidded 18 projects for a total value of, estimated value of 17,700 crores, financial price bids of which are yet to be opened.
Oh, and this largely would be in the road and that too in HAM?
Yeah. It's a 50% HAM and 50% EPC.
Okay. And for BOT toll, are we looking to bid any of the BOT toll projects?
See, we are evaluating the opportunities, BOT toll projects. We'll take a call and accordingly we'll see whether we need to bid or not.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one if you wish to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So thanks for the opportunity. One is on our revenue guidance that we have changed. So this is primarily coming from roads or from the water side?
See, revenue guidance is usually a combined thing, you know? Revenue will be coming, that would be coming from the both the thing, and the majority from the highways, because as we said, the order book, if you see the order book, more than 80% is from highway, and less than 20% from the water sector. So the revenue also will be the same ratio.
Okay. So, I know actually the quarter one was showing a little bit of weakness in water, but that is expected to pick up, and then that's what basically you are saying.
Yes. That's expected to pick up during the second half of the current financial year, and the ratio will be maintained.
Okay, got it. And second, this the increase in the capex vis-a-vis FY24 of 40 crore to 80 to 100 in this year. So any particular line item where exactly we are seeing this opportunity or the capex is getting infused? Any broad that you would like to share?
Actually, after this award of the MPR, the Maharashtra Road Development, the projects are of 5,000 crore. So there we require some capex. And additionally, Varanasi, Calcutta, that project we require some new capex. So that is why we have considered around 80 to 100 crores, maybe lower than this.
Okay, got it. And then I think I missed on that MSRDC project that you mentioned. So when is the outcome expected on this? I think you did the briefly mention. I just missed. If you just clarify.
As you said, no, the letters of award are expected before end of this current month.
We are expecting turnover in third quarter.
From third quarter onwards.
Okay. And maybe one last thing from my side, and then I'll come back in the queue. For this asset monetization, I think, just correct me, I mean, like, you know, earlier we were expecting everything to get concluded by FY25. Anything that you'd like to share for the slight delay that we are seeing, or is this a procedural thing that we are seeing for this asset monetization for us, the conclusion of it?
That is only procedural situation from NOC from NHI and NOC from lender. Major condition precedent there.
Okay. Got it, sir. And I'll come back in the queue, sir, for more. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, we indicated that the phase one should get completed by December and money should come by March. So the phase one, earlier we had mentioned that it includes 6 HAMs and 1 BOT, and the valuation for that is around 1789 crores. So that remains the same, the mix of phase one assets?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what kind of, so we mentioned that we'll be starting the execution for MSRDC projects in third quarter. But what kind of revenue can we factor for FY25 from the two packages?
See, these two projects are being a greenfield project. Initially, the items involved will be at the base, So there won't be any high value what should be executed in initial this one. So we expect some minimum of around 200 to 400 crores kind of a turnover revenue from these two projects in the current financial year. It could be more also, depending upon the situation.
But in FY 2026, roughly 45%-50% you would be executing, right?
Yes. May not be 50%, but it will be around 40%.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, one last reminder for all those participants who wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Yogesh Jain from PNC Infratech for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for your participation in our earnings call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but we do have one last minute entry into the question queue. Would you like to take that, sir?
Yeah.
We have the question from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So my question would be on upcoming bid pipeline. So obviously you have got 18 projects which you have bidded for, but what kind of bid pipeline you see in railways and highways which you look to participate in next 6 to 8 months?
The NHAI has floated tenders and NADs for more than 100 projects, around 30 projects on EPC and more than 70 projects on a HAM bridge. The total value of these projects will be more than 123 crores. So we expect that we are evaluating all these opportunities. So in between these projects, next maybe say 5 to 8 months.
So this will include BOT toll also.
BOT toll, this is excluding BOT toll. BOT toll also there are some around 10 projects are there. There also we are evaluating the viability and other aspects. So there will be judicially taking a call to pursue these projects.
And railways, sir, any thought process on railways?
Yes. Railways also we are looking, keenly we are looking at the sector. Because recently, as I mentioned, 25,000 crores of projects are announced by the cabinet.
We are bidding railway
projects. We are bidding railway projects. And one bid is already, we submitted our bid, which is under evaluation, and the price bid is yet to be opened.
And sir, on the water segment, obviously, we were supposed to participate in other states, which you were talking in the last quarter. So this quarter, I think we are not speaking on the water segment. So is it safe to understand that we will not be taking any more water projects going forward?
No. Certainly, we will be bidding water projects. As of now, new water projects floated by any of the states now. I think now everybody is waiting for the budgetary allocations and other things. So now, since general elections are over, so we expect new projects will come up in other states. And certainly, we will look forward to bid for these projects if they find viable and
So in the mix of next inflow of what you said, 8,000 to 10,000, what kind of inflow are you expecting in terms of non-roads, any, or it could be purely roads?
See, we'll see the thing, it will be a hypothetical kind of a thing. So we'll see going forward what kind of opportunities are coming in the other sectors other than road. Then that would be
Our last question on the Q2 number, as you said, the revenue would still remain subdued or it would decline year on year in Q2 also because of heavy monsoon. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, I said the revenue would be subdued, continue to be subdued in Q2 also because of the intense monsoon.
Okay, so that's from my side and thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. So there are no further questions at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.